Knock, knock. Coming in. Well, look at that. You're still in bed. What a huge surprise. How unlike you to still be in bed at lunchtime. Why is it like this every single week? It's incredibly inconsiderate. You act like a spoiled brat. Oh, I can't talk to you that way. Well, why is that? Because you're my boss. That's hilarious. Your father is my boss. At least, he is for now. I'm half convinced he's going to fire me. And you know why? Because of you. He keeps making these comments about jobs left unfinished. It never seems to dawn on him that I can't finish things when you're always getting in my way. I have half a mind to tell him. What do I mean? I go to clean the media room, and you're in there laying, eating snacks, and leaving crumbs everywhere. I clean the kitchen, and you come in right behind me and make a mess. I do the laundry, but yours never gets done because you haven't picked it up and put it in the basket instead of leaving it on your floor. And when I come to clean your room, you're always still in bed. Now I need you to get up so I can finish my job. I swear you're so spoiled. You treat people with such disrespect. Do you think I enjoy cleaning up after you? Do you think this is fun? It's not. It's a job. A job I can't afford to lose. And yet you're putting me in an awkward position. Now get out of bed. Please. Go out by the pool. Go meet your friends. Go literally anywhere else for the afternoon so you're out of my way. You're not going to. Why? Because you don't like the way I'm talking to you. I don't care. I'm not going to kiss up to a naughty boy. I have enough humiliation with this job. I have to pick up after other people. Your father thinks I don't pay attention to detail. And on top of that, I have to wear this humiliating maid uniform as if I just came off the set of Downton Abbey. It's so tight in the chest I can barely button it. I refuse to ask you nicely. You're not a child. You can be a decent human for once in your pathetic life and just help me out. Really? You don't want to. So you're not going to do it? Do you just want to humiliate me? Are you going to force me to ask you nicely and plead with you? Ugh, you're being a real prick. Okay, whatever. If I must. Would you please get up so I can do my job and tidy your bedroom? I don't sound sincere enough, really? Please, could you please get up so I can tidy this room and change the sheets? Now what? You want me to call you what? Master? I wouldn't even call your father. You know what? Fine. Whatever. I'll just do it. Please, Master, will you get up so I can tidy your room? It would be so good of you, Master. Please be a good boy for me. Pretty please. You're still not going to move, are you? You made me plead, and you're just sitting there. You did all this for what? Your amusement? Did it make you feel like a big man to make a woman grovel? You really are pathetic. You know, I think I know what this really is. It's a power trip for someone with no power at all. Bossing me around is literally the only situation where you have an ounce of control over your life. Hell, it's probably the only time you get to actually speak to a woman who isn't a relative. It's not like you have an actual social life. And jerking off alone in your room doesn't count. Look at the guilty look on your face. Don't be so surprised. I clean up after you. I see the sticky tissues in your trash can. I wash the one crusty sock that never seems to have a match. I change those stiff sheets. Does it embarrass you to be called out? I wonder if you've ever even been touched by another person. Oh, that guilty look on your face. I can tell you haven't. Oh, how embarrassing. But you know what must be even more embarrassing? The fact that you're getting hard right now from talking about this. Don't try to hide it. I already saw the tent in your shorts. You're such a naughty boy. Look at you getting turned on when you're scolded by an older woman. This would have never happened if you'd just been a good guy and got up when I asked you to. You poor thing. You're so humiliated now. I'd almost feel sorry for you if you weren't such a brat. You know, if you were a good boy for me, I mean, a really good boy, and promise me that you're going to get up right now and stop getting in my way all the time. Maybe I could do you a little favor. Maybe if you promise to be a good boy, I could help you with that problem you're having. You know, that tent pole in your shorts that you're trying to hide. It's obvious you like to touch it. But wouldn't it be more fun if I were to touch it for you? Look at you blushing. So cute. I'm told I give a really good hand job. I do enjoy it. I've got really strong hands from all this housework. But they're also soft. What do you say? Do you want to be a good boy for me? Is it a deal? I've seen you eyeballing me before. The way my big tits are about to pop the buttons off this uniform. I can even unbutton it a bit for you. You might like my lacy bra and my sexy cleavage. Is it a deal? Yes. You're going to enjoy this. I know I'm attractive. I've got this hourglass figure and these big titties, this curvy ass. You've probably dreamt of this when you're jerking yourself off. Tell me, good boy, do you fantasize about me? I know you do. Now just watch me unbutton my maid's uniform. Do you like this lacy red bra I'm wearing? It's kind of a sexy contrast with my black uniform. Look at that. Your hand is on your cock. I bet you didn't even think about it. It was just instinct. You naughty boy. Do you want to get it out? Yes, I would like to see it. Oh, you're not sure? Of course I'm turned on too. This is hot. Take it out. Take that cock out, you dirty boy. Show me how hard it is. You have a beautiful cock. Do you want me to touch it? Well, then you're going to have to ask. Ask me to touch it. Louder. Say please. Say it louder. That's a good boy. I like it when you say please. It almost sounds like begging. I like hearing you beg like a needy boy. Here's your reward. It's throbbing. Does that feel good, naughty boy? Do you like me tugging that cock? Just enjoy it. Moan for me. That's a good boy. You're getting very excited. I can feel it trembling. Beg me to make you come. Plead for it. I think you should come for me, dirty boy, but you have to beg. Plead. Let me hear you. Don't get shy. Beg for me to finish you. Look at me. It feels so good, doesn't it? Do you want to come for me? I'm not convinced. Okay, dirty boy. Look at my big titties. Watch them bounce while I jack you off. My sexy tits. Imagine how your cock would feel between them. This is so fucking hot. It's so dirty. You're being such a good boy. Beg for me. I'm going to count you down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. You know what? I'm not convinced. Your pleading didn't sound sincere. No, no, no. Don't try and change my mind. Oh, now you're going to threaten me. I don't care. Stay in bed. I'll skip your room. Your dad, what about him? I'm not going to lose my job, silly boy. Even if he suggested it, do you think you're the only guy in this house who likes getting a hand job? Why do you think he makes me wear this stupid uniform? He loves the idea of my big tits about to pop out. Stay in bed all day if you want. Have fun jerking off into your sock.